Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The latest numbers from the coronavirus task force in St. Louis are not, and they can be problematic. As a matter of fact, on Friday, Dr. Alex Garza said this. Let me get this right here. Here we go.
We said when we reached 40 admissions a day, it would be a benchmark for us to start thinking about other things that we can do to decrease transmission, because we know that those admissions will accumulate and put a strain on our hospitals.
Dr. Garza joins us here this morning. And Doctor, nothing personal, but I wish I didn't have to have you on.
But yeah, no, I wish I wasn't on either. Well, but good morning to you.
Good morning. So we passed that threshold. What can you tell us about passing the threshold and what that means?
Well, just like I said on Friday, that's a number that we know from past experiences where we know we're in some trouble, because those cases will accumulate in the hospitals. It'll cause a stress on our healthcare services. The only sort of silver lining in this, if I can call it that, is that the patients that we're admitting don't seem to be as sick as what we saw earlier in the year. And that's because they're mostly a younger population and not the high risk like the nursing home patients that we had seen before. And so what that means is a smaller percentage of them are ending up in the intensive care units. So that's a good thing. But nonetheless, just the sheer numbers are going to be a challenge to deal with in the hospitals.
What about those demographics? You mentioned a lot of the people are younger. Are there still the minorities that are still being hit hardest? And what are their symptoms?
Yeah, so it is a younger population now. So if we look at from the beginning of the pandemic, when we had our first initial peak, that was mostly older patients. And when I say older, it's usually 60 years and above. It's now much more widely distributed. And so we still have those older patients, but we have a much larger contingent now of younger patients. So, you know, 50 and less. Now, as far as the racial breakup goes, when we look across all of those age demographics, there's a significantly more patients that are African-American that are being admitted to the hospital than non-African-American. So that disparity still exists. But they aren't consuming as much intensive care resources. So that's a good thing. But just the numbers of them are challenging. The symptoms are still the same, shortness of breath, fevers, coughs, all of those other things that you would commonly associate with COVID. But again, not quite as severe right now. But we know with this large amount of virus circulating in the population that it will eventually find that more vulnerable population, and we will start seeing more people ending up in intensive care. And unfortunately, we'll probably see more deaths coming down the road as well.
Yeah, one of the things that I see every time I tweet out a story about COVID-19, the growing numbers, people reply, but fewer people are dying. Talk about the deaths. There haven't been very many deaths. Obviously, that's significant. But how much weight should we put on that?
Well, so mortality is usually a lagging indicator. And so what I mean by that is typically what you see is the cases will rise, then the hospitalizations will rise, and then the deaths will rise. And so I wouldn't use that as a source of comfort for where we are right now, since it is that lagging indicator. And there's a couple of other things that go along with that mortality as well. As I mentioned before, early on in the pandemic, it was the much more vulnerable population. And so we proportionally probably won't see as much mortality now. But that doesn't mean that you don't have other burdens. So there's a lot of evidence coming out now that people with COVID can have some long-lasting symptoms. And don't forget, it still does consume a lot of healthcare resources and puts our healthcare system at risk. And so just because you don't have that endpoint of mortality doesn't mean that there's not a burden on society.
And I saw a story this week where a young woman, I think she was in her 30s, had to have double lung transplant. A man in his early 60s, I believe, the other one had double lung transplant. So just because you don't die of COVID-19 doesn't mean that it's a walk in the park.
Exactly. Just because you don't end up with that ultimate outcome of death certainly doesn't mean there isn't significant medical conditions or other lingering medical problems that don't, they're still there. They don't go away. And so you know, we shouldn't look at this as a sort of a binary, do you die or not? It's a whole spectrum of issues that you have to deal with COVID, and all of them are a cost to society.
Visiting with St. Louis Pandemic Task Force Incident Commander Dr. Alex Garza. Now, you mentioned at the beginning that once we pass that 40 threshold that we may have to look at some more actions to be taken. What kind of things do you think we need to do? Of course, you know, in St. Louis County now, they've limited capacity at businesses and restaurants, and they've closed bars early. The bars and restaurants don't like that, but what might be the next steps?
Yeah, you know, we're running out of levers to pull to try and contain the virus. And so what I've been saying is we have to see what the impact is going to be with the conditions that were put in place just a couple of days ago. And so we began talking about this about a week ago with the elected officials and recommending, hey, these are the things that we think we should be doing in order to see a decrease in cases. It usually takes about 2 weeks to see if those have any impact because that's the viral replication cycle. And so what we're recommending is let's look at these next 2 weeks, see what sort of impact they have on the numbers, and then we can take another look at what other things that we need to be doing. But common sense things are really the key. It's mask wearing, it's social distancing, not gathering in large crowds. If you can do those three things, you can get transmission down, but it has to be consistent, you know, across the community. It can't just be sporadic or when people feel like doing it. It has to be consistent or else it's not going to work.
And that has to be frustrating to you above all else. I mean, I'm frustrated by it, too, that the message apparently is not getting through to some people.
Yeah, it is. You know, if you look at some of the outcomes that are happening, and people get frustrated with the outcomes, and I agree with that, whether it's schools not reopening or limiting, you know, the number of people that you can have at restaurants or restricting hours, things like that. But that is all meant to decrease transmission. But there's a very simple and low barrier answer, which is mask wearing and social distancing. And not gathering in large groups, no matter if it's in a public place or in a private place, like house parties, things like that. If you can do those three things, then we should be able to get transmission in check and be able to do all those other things that we want to do, whether it's youth sports or getting kids back in school.
Dr. Alex Garza, as always, thanks for joining me this morning, and good luck. Keep up the good fight.
Okay, anytime. Have a good weekend.
You too. St. Louis Pandemic Task Force Incident Commander, Dr. Alex Garza.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.